We are learning Siman Shinayin Ches, the halachas of the Sudas Havra. And we learned last time that the first Suda is supposed to be a Suda given by others. We said it could be anybody who doesn't have the same kiss, the same purse as the Aval. Could be even the Aval's children that provide the food. And although the Shulchan Aruch sounded very much like he's not allowed to eat unless he has unless he has food from others, kibul, he has to fast. The Shach explained, the Taz rather, it's a cut and aleph, that it's a din on the Shechinim, that's the kavod of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a din on the Ovel, and the Mela, if he's stuck, the Ovel is not obligated to fast.
By himself,
he has nobody, so the Taz aleph said that he's not mechuyev to fast. The ikar mitzvah is on others to bring to him. That's his lashon. Mitzvah al shcheinim, mitzvah al shcheinim sheyechilu mishalem. It's true. The Taz says that that's what he means by adding mitzvah al shcheinim sheyechilu mishalem. That he means to add this idea that it's from them. It's from them. Now. We're up to Sifkat and Dalid, Sif Dalid rather. All we had was that the din of Sudas Havra is Tarti when it's the first day and the first meal. The first day and the first meal, but if it's the second meal, the first day, which is the Machlekes Rishayim, we say that you can eat your own, either the second meal the first day or the first meal the second day. That's all mutter. I should add, I mentioned to you last week that the reason for Sudas Havra is a form of Nichum. Of Nichum, that the Novel is not in the mood to eat when he comes back from a Levaya, so people mechazik him by giving him to eat. And this is Sefer Maver Yabek. Maver Yabek is a Sefer on Inyanei Avelus, Inyanei Beis Kfura, Tahara. Much of the minhagim of the Chevra Kadisha come from the Mavi Yabek, which is it's a sefer on these inyanim, and a couple hundred years ago, probably 300 years ago, and in the Mavi Yabek he says the reason for the Suda Savra is because there's a hamtokas hadin, there's a shlit of din on the house of the Avil, and for the first Suda, rather than to eat in the matzav of din, we have chesed involved in the first Suda to sort of be mamtik the dinim, to compensate for the din on the house of the Avil. What?
Who and when did Mavi Yabek
is from? The Mavi Yabek, I believe, is about 300 years ago, and I know it is the Mavi Yabek. I happen to have one at home, but nobody... It's sort of like a Zayar type sefer, a Rizal type sefer. People who learn it directly don't know what they're talking about. You have to look at Achronim who quote the things that he says. It's good to have, so you can look it up. I really don't know. It's a sefer I have all the years, and I the sharp light I never learned. Well, they used to have a nichum outside with certain brachas, the Gemara says, yeah, which we're not knowing.
And the Indian of the Suda, what they
give us? The menu is in Siftes, we'll get to it. The Rav Palm sat Shiva on a brother twice during the time I know him, not twice on one brother, but once each on two different brothers, and he didn't daven for the Yamid. He said, an Oval to Shiva, the din is Mosuk on him, and he's not an appropriate Shliach Tzibur. And Dafka, you should not daven for the Yamid. His child is different. The child is a mitzvah to daven for the Yamid for his parents.
But
it's not good for the Tfilah. The Baal Tfilah should be somebody who's Ma'ir Rachmi Shemayim, not someone who is the din is drawn on him. It's he Dafka didn't, not in his suite, I meant like you're drawing a curtain. So that there's din on him. Now, people are not aware of it, and it's very hard to tell people. You come to a house, I'm listening to Shiva on a different relative, you're not listening to Yamid. So you don't say anything because it makes people feel bad. If we'd be a fairish of Machaber, it would be one thing. But anyway, whatever it is, that was a Maisarav. What? So it's din a din on him, right? So someone else says kaddish. The question is only if one of the kribim should daven for the yavid. So Pam said, ideally not. Ideally somebody else should. I know the minig is not that way. The minig is you want to feel that you're doing something for the nifter. So the minig is done. What? No one else. I mentioned last week that the ikedid of kaddish is only a child. When they did gairolais, it was only a child. If somebody, the question is, if there's any mila in a father, Leilema loses a child saying kaddish. So I mentioned to you last week, there's a gemara that says bra mizaka abba vein abba mizaka bra. So they bring from there that there's no inya for the father dafka to say, and then they bring fakert from David with malav shalom the raya the other way. So you know, all these things are not, they're not. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a difference between Shiva and the whole year. So, anyway, that's the ending. And the Kenya would be to get to pay a person who's in need of the money that he should say the Kaddish. That would be the Kaskos. Okay, let's go to Siv Dalid.
To say Kaddish,
to say it's not Dafka him. Brahm is Akav, somebody else says, so it doesn't matter anymore if it's the father or someone else. That's right, correct. Siv Dalid, how you lesanes be Amisas Chachamim. I mentioned this to you last week, that Davin HaMelech fasted on the day Avner was killed. It was a minig to fast on Yom Yisus Chachamim. Today, we all, anything to do with Taneisim, we say the generations are weaker, and we give tikkun. No, it means it doesn't mean the yard site here. It means the day that the person actually died. The Makaris from David, who the people came to give him a Sudas Havra on the death of Avner, because he was Naik Avelis. And V'layachal David Bayamahu, the Pasuk says. He, at the end of the third parak in Shmuel Beis, says David didn't eat that day. Now when you read it, it's the next Pasuk says, V'yedu kala'am shalayhayam meyim David laharigas Avner, lahamisas Avner. So when you read it, it sounds like David just wanted to show the people that even though Yayav, his general, killed Avner, it didn't come from David. So when you read the Nach, it doesn't sound like he's telling you a halacha of Mises Chachamim. He's just he just did it to show the Welt that it wasn't from him. But Lamaisa, they learn from there this hanhaga.
If you had eaten breakfast, then this wouldn't apply anyway.
No, it would apply.
Just don't eat more.
Yeah, it's not a tainus as in Kabbalah's tainus. It's hanhaga.
Obviously, the people who came to be Mabraham. Came
who came to him, Abraham didn't know about this minig to fast, apparently. Or maybe they held that David, maybe he doesn't hold Avner to be a chacham, I'm not sure. Remember, Avner was in the other team, he was Shaul's general. I know, but not everywhere. See, we know that because we learned Nach, but the Nach wasn't written yet, so I don't know if they knew it. You know, they just heard on the blogs that Avner is on Shaul's team. So, the blogs wrote about Avner, you know. So. Then he ate. When David lost his son, he ate. So it was only Al Tzchachim that he didn't eat. That's right. Okay, Sif Hei. Mishnich Veberev Shabbos Samuch HaChashecha. Kaidim Beishim Ben HaShmashis. Somebody who's buried Samuch l'chashecho kaidah ben hashmashis, meaning in the late afternoon. Yesh mishay mishem avronai seyaz. There are those who say you do a sudas havra. V'li nira kivad she'ein echayva. Since it's not an obligation, toiv sholay lavroi say. Oz, when they covered Shabbos. V'chein ha'egin. It says not to do sudas havra on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. V'chein ha'egin. Now, what's the reason for this? So the Gra says to look at Simin Reish Mem Tes. Simin Reish Mem Tes. Now, Rechayim is the halacha of not eating a suda on, normally, nothing to do with Avelus, not eating a suda. So then you does not eat a suda So that's the reason. Now we paskin you're allowed to eat a sudas mitzvah on Erev Shabbos. It's interesting. Very often people have a pidyon haben that falls on Friday, and people not sure what to do. You know, pidyon like a bris. You make the suda. By the time you cough, everybody's out. You know, it's like grab a bagel and run. A pidyon haben, you don't feel like doing it. But what are your options, especially on a winter Friday? There aren't that many options. Pushing it off is not an option. So it says in Shulchan Aruch here that we're in Mesimah Resh Mem Tes. It says Asal Kvaya Ber Shabbos Suda Umishta Shein Rogel Bimechayel. You'll have a normal meal, but a Suda Gedayla you're not allowed to have on Erev Shabbos. Afilu Suda Serisin. Rama Suda Shizmana Erev Shabbos Kang Brismila Pinyin Aben Mutter. And he means a Suda Gedayla, a Suda that's not Ruggel. So if this man of a Simcha comes out then, it's Mutter. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's Pinyin Aben. It's better to do it earlier. That's what he says. You're allowed to make the Suda, but... So it's interesting, the Suda Savra, who says it's a Suda that's more than a person would normally eat. So the Geshur HaChaim says that this does not mean the afternoon, because the Mechaber said Samach Lebein HaShmashis. So Geshur HaChaim says this means already after the Zman Mincha, which is the Zman Mincha. So Zman Mincha, Mitzvah Limanu L'Kfaya Suda Shenogu Vay B'Chayal Mitesha Shoyis Ulamayla. So it's already talking halfway through the afternoon, whether you take from noon, which today is about 1, till Shkia, which is about 8, so that's 7 hours. So 3.5 hours is 4:30. After 4:30, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is mitzvah limanam lekfaya suda shenag by bechayel. A person shouldn't wash even for a regular weekday suda after 4:30 this time of the year because of this hanhaga. So we teach you Shulchan Aruch that he means from that zman. What? Shushan Purim, they ate it. They considered a suda shesmana hayayim, and they do eat the suda even later. Many people are milled a suda when they have to go to daven Kabbalah Shabbos. So, there's such a thing. It says in Arvei Pesachim, if you're milled a suda and it comes as man, peres mapu mekadesh. So you do it. It's interesting.
Why can't you make a pidyon haben like right before ascension and not have the suda as the Shabbos meal?
Make the pidyon haben right before then. I guess you could. You have to have the nurse. No, it's a good idea. You have to have the nerves for it, because if it gets delayed, you're going to be stuck. Although you're not really stuck. You can use shove a kesser. You can take off your jacket. What? The mechasm is that way, right? The mechasm is that way. It's a good idea. The truth is, it's not practical, because no one lives within walking. When you get the whole family together, it's not always within walking distance. But it's a good idea. The Mishnah Berurah talks about Suda Savra in Simen Tov Ayin Aleph, where he talks about an Erev Pesach. If somebody Erev Pesach has a Leilein who buries a relative, so the Mishnah Berurah says, quote, Ein Mevarin Ha'ovel Be'erev Pesach. The last words of Simen Tov Ayin Hey, Ein Mevarin Ha'ovel Be'erev Pesach. He says in the bottom in the Sharet Zion, Be'emes Din Zeb Be'es Yosef Shinayin Ches. The dafka mimilchu lamaila emevarin. See, he learns this mechaber, like the Geshur HaChaim said, that it means only from 9 hours and on. Dafka mimilchu lamaila emevarin. Kadesh yuchalacha kachlecha matzah l'teyavain. In case of Erev Pesach, you should be able to eat the teyavain that night. Ve'efshir dehetik stama mishum minageinu. Dein oich lamatzah ashira klal. The minig is that we don't eat any type of matzah ashira a whole Erev Pesach. So it's not shayach suda savra, because we don't wash on anything after the zman iser. It's only shayach suda savra earlier. He says, he doesn't say afternoon. He says the whole day. So he says the reason is because we don't have lechem. And apparently we're going to see that lechem is a requirement of the Sudas Havra. He says, but if it's early enough in the morning, a person could have a Sudas Havra with chametz if it's still in this man had to chametz. So clearly this din of Imavarimber of Shabbos only means from the ninth hour and on, and there, even a simple Suda, a person doesn't eat. Now what about on Shabbos and Yom Tov itself? Let's say on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do a Kfura on Yom Tov. Is there a Suda Savra? So look at Shach Yud Aleph. It's actually on later. How could you have a Suda Savra on Shabbos if someone had a Shmua on Shabbos? You don't bury on Shabbos. But if somebody had a relative that died in a different city and the messenger got to him on Shabbos, so when the messenger gets to him, that's when he has a Suda Savra. So the Shach in Sifkat Yud Aleph, he's going later on Sif Yud Aleph, where it says that you do have a Suda Savra on Shabbos. Shach says, Sarachin de Bedaki Maisha Kasim Sarachin de Mavrin Vishabbos. Because she came pasher, I mean, b'chol oil mahavris b'shabbes, v'lidish b'olam shum pizza peh u'mitzavtzei. So here in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that it seems to say that if you had the shmua on Shabbos, the first meal after Shabbos is suda savra, the Shas says, sarachim, why can't you have a suda savra on Shabbos itself? And that's the way he holds. He says, came pasher, I mean, b'chol oil mahavris b'shabbes. It doesn't come up today because today with telephones people hear about it. But if somebody would have had a shmua on Shabbos to do a Suda Savra on Shabbos, and like Nishra Shum Pishum Pisavet could come up by us on Yom Tov if there's a Kfura on Yom Tov. Ramesha was Masakin by those who accept this Takanis that we don't do Kfuras on Shabbos except on Yom Tov. Even though the halach is you're allowed to. Ramesha said today we have refrigerators, it's not such a bazayin ames. So some chassidim do, and the heights also they do, but except for the keilos, the hamayin am of Klal Yisrael doesn't do, and it always brings the chilul Shabbos. I remember once I was once at a Yom Tov levaya, and it was terrible at chilul Yom Tov. I mean, people thought everything is mutter. People drove, people did things totally shalai kedin. They came back. The halacha is those who go out to Beis HaKfaras have to stay there until after Yom Tov. Who wants to stay there until after Yom Tov? Today it's not in the edge of town. So anyway, so Ramesha said that nobody should do. So like those who accept his suck and they don't.
We
don't
carry anyway. Bring it
to him. You'll have to bring food on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
All right. So if you have it, if it's shayach, if you have someone living upstairs, he brings down the food in the apartment. What? No, I'll explain that one. All right, so I want to let me mention that. I just wanted first just to mention to you about Chol HaMoed, whether there's a Suda Havra. First of all, the Shach. The Shach say you do a Suda Havra on Shabbos. Not like the Meshvois HaMechaber. The Geshur HaChaim says we don't do on Shabbos and Yantif, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, L'maisa, we didn't do a Suda Havra on Shabbos and Yantif. That's what they say. A Chol HaMoed, what? Yeah, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber says you do the first Suda after Shabbos.
The Shulchan...
All right, if you can't do it, you know. If you could, then you do it. You're right. It depends on Mitzvah. Later in Siman Taf Aleph of Dalid, it says that the Chol HaMoed Marvin... it says that there's such a thing as the Savra on Chol HaMoed. There's something about a Chacham. It says, Marvin HaChacham, Kedar Shemarvin Asa Kraivim, Shakal Kekraiva. And there it says that on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to do it.
Even though the
idea is not starting. The Arishayim will say, Beferish Shinah, the Ritva Mayakot says you don't. The Geshur HaChaim says, Rakal Ovi V'imai. The Abichaluke Deyes about the Suda Savra on Chol HaMoed. Rav Palm lost his brother on Chol HaMoed Pesach, and it was the last day of Chol HaMoed before Yom Tov. He didn't eat the day. He didn't eat. He said, "Why get into a machlokes about Suda Savra? No, I had a fast on Chol HaMoed. Must not be at breakfast that morning." But when he found out his brother had passed away in Florida, and he had a shmua that his brother passed away, so rather than get into a machlokes about a Suda Savra, he fasted the rest of the day. I mean, some he didn't fast, he could drink, he could take a drink, but he didn't eat a meal, he didn't eat food, to avoid the machlaikis. The Chachmas Adam says, if you do a Suda Savra Chamayed, he says you should do it without eggs, without foods that are nicker, that they're a Michael.
Is it on the floor?
It says Pharisee sit on the chair and they sit Savra. Now, here I'd like to share with you a Shtukl Torah, because there's an old kasha that many people have regarding the fact you don't show Avelis on Shabbos. What does it mean you don't show Avelis? You say Kaddish, everyone sees you're a novel. You do a Suda Savra, there's no Avelis on Shabbos, it's for Hesia. I'd like to share with you a Shtukl Torah that was printed after Rabbi Yosher Ber passed away in the Meiria. He had a piece on this inyan of Chol HaMoed. Actually, the shtickle was on the following: whether an oval, an einin, this is an oval on Yom Kavura, wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. An oval on Yom Kavura doesn't wear. An oval on the day of the Misa and the Kavura doesn't wear tefillin. If it's Yom Kavura and not the Yom Misa, Rav Klal Yisrael is nayig not to wear tefillin, although there are some who wear. After you don't put on tefillin. Nobody puts on tefillin. You daven, you do everything, but no tefillin. Tefillin, Yom Miso Kvura is also out of Pasuk Yecheskel. If it's Yom Kvura and not Yom Amisa, they are two minhagim, but if a person doesn't know his minig, then the most common minig is not to wear tefillin. And Yom Kvura, a person doesn't put on tefillin. Now, the question is, what happens if it's Chol HaMoed? Now, people don't put on tefillin ever on Chol HaMoed, so they don't put on tefillin in such a case. If people have a minute to wear tefillin, the shaila is, do you put on tefillin? It's avelus for Hesia to put on, you could argue it's not for Hesia in our communities where many people don't wear tefillin. But anyway, Sir Yosher Ber had the following shtickle tire, which I think is the sadistic idea. He asked the question, why the Rambam says that you do Suda Savra Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber in Tof Aleph is the Lashon, I believe is the Lashon of the Rambam. And he says you do a Suda Savra Chol HaMoed. But the Rambam Shita is that there's no Avelis on Chol HaMoed, even Dvarish HaBetzinah. There's no Avelis Bechlal on Chol HaMoed. The Rambam Shita is even Dvarish HaBetzinah on HaNayig. So if Dine Avelis on HaNayig, how could, why do you have a Suda Savra? So he said the following aside. He said, the Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchas Avol brings all the Hanhage Avelis. Well, the dinim of an Avol, he's not allowed to bathe, he's not allowed to take a haircut, he's not allowed to sit on the floor, he's not allowed to wear shoes. It's all in Perek Hei. In Perek Dalid, he has other dinim, he has Suda Savra, the Issa Tuir Tefillin the first day, among other dinim. So he says that they're two separate rules. The Adine Avol, and there's Hanhagas Avelus. There are things that are dinim for an Avel. A Nazir has dinim, a Kohen has dinim, and an Avel has dinim. An Avel has certain halachas that are naik to an Avel. They're not necessarily Avelus. They're dinim that apply to an Avel. And then there are Hanhagas Avelus. There are things that are a parakeh, the things that are Hanhaga of an Avel, which grad in the 9 days. So we're naik Hanhagas Avelus. We're not naik to not wear tefillin or to have a Suda Savra. When Nayig had Hagas Avelus. So he said that on Chol HaMoed or on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, Hanhagas Avelus doesn't apply. The mourning of an Avel doesn't apply. But Dinei Avel apply, just like Dinei Kayin and Dinei Nazir. So Dinei Avel apply. So if Dinei Avel is to have a Suda Savra, that's not Hanhagas Avelus. It's not mourning to eat food that other people give you. It's a dinner in an Avel. So he said, similarly, since the Issa Tefillin is not brought in Perek Hei, it's brought in Perek Dalet. So he said that that's a raya that an Avel, even beyond Kfura, beyond Issa and Kfura, could wear Tefillin Achal Mayid, because Avela, Hanhagas Avelus is not Nayig. But now wearing Tefillin is Dinei Avel, not Hanhagas Avelus.
He said this was the Nechama.
Maybe the Chama, but it's not morning. The Chama, you're allowed to be Menachem, even on Shabbos. I'm Menachem and I fill up the Shabbos. So anyway, that's his geder. I think it's an important hagdara to know. It's the same thing. It always says Kaddish and Shabbos. You say that's Avelis for Hesia. It's not. Kaddish is not. You're not mourning. You're not showing your sad when you say Kaddish. But saying Kaddish is a din of an Avel.
What can you wear tefillin on that day? If
You don't wear tefillin. That's dinei avel. It's not on hagas avel. No, a regular day you can't. No, what he's saying is, no, forget it. I'm sorry, I misspoke. Hanhagas avelus is not noyik. Dine avelus is. On chomei, you do not wear tefillin. I said, I misspoke. The dine avelus of not wearing tefillin or having a hasus avra or saying kaddish, that applies. Hanhagas avelus, that doesn't apply. Jay?
Aren't there those who are
knowing tefillin before kavura? My wife's uncle's. There's no minig to put tefillin on after kavura if it's the anamisa. There is no such minig. The minig is if the Yamisa and Kfura are different days. What? If they're different days, so they are two minhagim. Mishta Brewer brings that they are two minhagim, and most people, especially since the Holocaust, most people have no clue what their minig is. Unless they know they come from a certain kihila, they can know the minig. But what? He was a rebbe, but does his child know his minhagim? Oh, he was not sitting shiva, so he knew the minhagim, right? Because he said it's for Hesia, right? No, Hanhagas Avelis is not to learn. Hanhagas Avelis is now a shava for Hesia. So, Memela, but for Hesia, just like he doesn't wear a rift baguette or he doesn't sit on the floor, if things are for Hesia on Shabbos, you don't know. Only Dvaran Shabbatzinah, Dvaran Shabbatzinah are on the. Now, what? Lima Tyre is an Hagas Avelis. It's in the list of an Hagas Avelis. So it's Noyig unless it's for Hesia. Whatever's brought in Perakeh of the Rambam, that's what he says. What? Well, the Rambam decided based on what's an aspect of mourning, of being Misabel. But some things are dinim of a novel that have to do, if it has to do with Nechama, Nechama is Matan Shabbos. If it has to do with whatever other Cheshbainis there are, then those Cheshbainis could apply. If it has to do with the din. Maybe, unless you find a kasha, then I'll have to say you can't. I don't know. I had a kasha on this Yisoid. Now, Rav Yoshe Ber is saying it into the Rambam. So I have a kasha on the Yisoid, but it's a kasha from a Rosh, so it could be the Rosh doesn't agree. The interesting din, back in Shin Ayin Dalid, there's a halacha there that Misha writes a lahachmar alasmai to be misabel, but someone's not one of his sheva kraivim, he has a good friend, or a chacham, that passed away, so the Ramah brings that Misha writes a lahachmar alasmai le'sabel is Rishoi. Misha writes lahachmar alasmai le'sabel, Misha einai tzarech, alo b'shchayr ma'akraivai, ein ma'achim b'yadai. Somebody wants to do things that are not mikar adin, so it says that a person could be misabel. We spoke in the past about a stepson who wants to be misabel as a common example. But somebody loses a very close to your friend, he's allowed to be misabel. That's what it says. The source is Tshuva Sarash. You look in the Tshuva Sarash, he brings a makar for this from David HaMelech. From David HaMelech, who, in the pasuk I just mentioned to you, who was Nayig, David, lechem and they all came that day to be lahavrei says David. It doesn't say in the pasuk he did any other dine avelus. V'yavu lahavrei says David, and David loyachal bayemahu, and v'yedu kolam kiloyay meim David lahavrei says Avner. Those are three pesukim. Doesn't say it was naig avelus. It says it was naig havra, sudas havra. Zivyahol sudas havra is hanhogas avelus. So then the Rosh could learn from there, the Misha writes, L'achma l'atzmai, l'inig avelus, could do so. But according to this Yisayid, that the sudas havra has nothing to do with hanhogas avelus, they're two different things. So then it doesn't seem that it's a good makar from David HaMelech to bring a raya that Misha writes, L'achma l'atzmai, to be misabel al-kraivai. It's not a raya that Hanhagas Avelis is mutter too. Could be the Rosh doesn't agree with the Rambam. Rabbi Yoshe Ber is saying it to the Rambam.
Isn't it strange?
When
Avner was not his child, it was just his
chokhmah. It was Adam Gadol.
Is the same
halachas
for
Yehudah? No, Misha writes Alahachmah Atzmai. If a person has those feelings, he's allowed to do it. Misha writes Alahachmah.
How do we learn from the
It wasn't his Rebbe. Avner was not his Rebbe. Avner was not his Rebbe at all. Avner was Adam Gadol in Israel. Yeah. We're not talking about Karevim now. I'm talking about someone who's not a Karev. Mishroi Zahmi Lesabel on someone that you don't have to be Lesabel. Okay. We don't extend Avelos. The Gemara says that HaMesabel HaMesa Yaisem Edai HaMesacher HaMesabel. It's supposed to limit it, but that's nothing to do. Somebody who wants to be naive within the parameters of Avelos could be naive within those parameters of Avelos. So at any rate, it seems however you hold about Suda Savra, the Yisayid is an important Yisayid, the chilik between Dine Avelos and Dine Oval and Hagas Avelos, which is a Hagdar. Yiskar doesn't show a person's in ovals. People say Yiskar even on somebody who died many years ago.
Against
why? Saying Yiskar Bechlal, saying Kamala, on Yantif. Because Yom Kippur, the Ramah only brings Yiskar by Yom Kippur. The Ramah brings the minhag of saying Yiskar, maybe he brings it somewhere else, but on Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Ramah brings the minhag, he says, because the neshamas also have a din on Yom Kippur. He says that's why it's called Yom Kippurim, Lashon Rabim. The Tekken Moshe says, called Yom Kippurim, Lashon Rabim, because it's a Yom of Kapara for the Chaim and for the Mason. Now, whatever that means, that the Mason. Maybe, okay, but the Chassim is on us here. It says, okay. At any rate, okay. You do Yisko Leil Kol Nidre? It's interesting, okay. Agav, someone asked me, after Yisker, why the language of Yisker says, a lashon of Yitzhar B'tzara Chaim is Nishmai Seyem. Now, really, should be Nishmai Sam. Nishmai Seyem is a double plural. A single plural is many people, so a single plural would be Nishmai Sam. Shmom means their one name. Avay Sam is their one father. You say Avay Sam, it means their father. You say Avay Seyem, it means their ancestors. It's a double plural. Each one has many. So, what? I said, that could be. Good. So someone asked me this, why we say Nishmai Seyem. So I was wondering where the makar for the Nusach is. So I looked. The Ramah brings the Lashon Nishmai Seyem. The Ramah, Nusach Yom Kippurim, when he mentions Yiskar, he says Nishmai Seyem, which is, like, say, a double plural. What? So that would be Nishmai Sam. There are many people's Nishamas. Who are the people? Many people, each has one. That's Nishmai Sam. Kroivehem makes sense. Each person saying Yiska has many relatives. But Nishmai Sam is talking about the people who are Nifter. Each person that was Nifter, Nishmai Sam means each one has one Nishama. Nishmai Sehem means each one has many Nishamas. Shlucha means many people, each has one Shliach. Look, that's a taitch of a word. It's not. I don't know, so it could be, as Lee is saying, that, you know, Baal Machshava talk about multiple parts to a neshama. So maybe it's the same teretz. I'll tell you. My initial thing was this thing that maybe I have many neshamas. Then I was thinking about it. Zerashi in Vayera, that Rashi there says that the minig is, there's another place where there's a singular and a plural, right? Benoi is singular and Bonov is plural. Your mother, you say Imai. Your father, you say? Why Aviv? It should be Avai. Imai, Avai. Bayis is Beisai. Shem is Shemai. It should be Aviv.
Aviv means
Aviv. And Bayis Beisai means? So why isn't it avai?
I think it's just conventions.
So Rashi says there are about conventions, but Rashi says there. Rashi doesn't say about av. Rashi says that in Lashon Kodesh, plural is a Lashon Kavod. Many languages, speaking a royal we is a plural is a Lashon Kavod. There Rashi is going on Eleikov or Be'alav. He mentions. You don't say Ba'alav, you say Ba'alav. I'm saying maybe that's why Av is Aviv, is because Yechayev and Kavod Av. Yechayev and Kavod Imai also, but Aviv, the Derech is to have more Kavod. Achiv would be a problem. Why it's not Achai, why it's Achiv. Some brothers you have to have Kavod for, I don't know.
But
a love, those three words, there are three words. A love, all love, and there's another word, always brought together, which also so Lashon Kavod. You address somebody by Lashon Kavod. So if plural is a form of Lashon Kavod, so maybe, I don't know, maybe Nishmai Sayem is also it's a Lashon Kavod, maybe, you know, perhaps, perhaps also Lashon Kavod. Some say Kainam, some say Kainayim, you know what it depends on, I don't know. It's not Ashkenaz Sfarad, it's Ari and Ashkenaz. A lot of Sfarad have Kainam, some have Kainayim, but the it's, I think it's Lashon Ari Kainayim. What? What do you mean? In which which context? The Rashi, it's a Rashi. Rashi says we always refer to Hashem in plural. That's why the Shem Adnos is Nai and not Ni. Don't say Adoni. Say Lashon plural. And Elokim, Rashi is going on Elokov is Lashon plural. Yeah, so the Rabbeinu Bachya says it's a kametz. We always pronounce it as if it's an esnachta, because the reason esnachta is a kametz is it's a strong pronunciation. So we always say a kametz. That's Rabbeinu Bachya says in Chumash. So okay, I don't know how we got here. From the Shmaseyim. Okay, at any rate, let's move on in the siman here. What? Elov, olov, and there's one other is also atzlosh and kavod. It says in the. I think they quoted from Rabbi Yael Bachir. Okay, same. Okay, let's move on. We're up to Sivav. Eimavaran ala cotton. Elam kainu ben shloishim yaim shleimim. Aikimlu beisha kol leichadashav. The chalach is if a cotton layalenu dies within 30 days of birth, we assume that he is a nefel, that he wasn't a viable child. And there's no avelus, and not only there's no avelus, there's no sudas havra, even though the parents feel bad. Still, there's no havra. Now, if the parents feel bad, why shouldn't there be the same type of nichum? So, I don't know, at least according to the Mavi Yabaik, there's no shlitas hadin on the passing of a non-viable child, so the Mela would at least explain it. Siv Zayin. What? Yeah, you can give anybody food. You do it b'derechiyuv, it's not right. Zion, people often ask about cleaning the house of the Yovel. I don't know why people ask if you're allowed to do household chores. We're not talking about painting, we're talking about clearing up. So here it says, Marbitzin, Umechabdin Beis Yovel, you're a sweep and mop the house of an Yovel, Madichin Karis, Kaisis, Vitzloichiais, Vikitainiais. It doesn't say who. It's you're allowed to clean the utensils in the house, emevi and sham loy besamim v'loy mugmar, but you don't bring things that were considered an extravagance, things to give a smell of. Emevi and oisim v'bayi shamei sham, but in the house where the mace is, it says, m'nei asirchayim, there's a bad odor, to get rid of a bad odor that you're allowed to do, you're allowed to bring. V'emevarchen aleyam, you don't make a bracha on any besamim that's made lahavi reyach ra. Now this last halacha is a difficult one. It says that in the base of a oval, you don't say over shmua, you don't say news. Vagoda sounds like even agada to gemaras. You don't say bebeis oval. Eliyashim v'daimimin, you sit silently in the house of an oval. Now here, it's a little hard to know exactly what it is. Not in the halachas of the Shiva. This is in the halacha of the Suda Savra, so presumably it means in the beginning of the Avelus. And the Gemara says, Yoshev v'daimem, you've been in houses of people, it's anything but Yoshev v'daimem. So the Aruch HaShulchan here has an Arichus, in Sivkot and Ches and Tes. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch, says, Zechenu b'Gemara. Gemara says, Yoshev v'daimem. Then the Gemara says, Amru Olav Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Shoyayim Rishmu v'agada b'beis ha'avol. So it says Vaistai to Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in like this sugya. It says Lofizei Yesh Lotmaya Amin Ageinu Shekama Loim De Mishnayis Mebeis Avul VeGam Gemara Loim De Manchi Chevra Ashas Kshamei Soyamei Achevra. Not Avul does not learn Gemara, but they were knowing that the Chevra Ashas, somebody was nifter, they went there, they learned Dafka there. Levad Zain Shum Tam Loma Layumadu Acherim Mebeis Avul. We consider it to be a schus. And therefore he says, Barichus, and it's Daiti Nira Lahedya, from Masech to Smachais, the Zekoy al Chacham Shemeis to be this Midrashay Batal. That the Shulchan Aruch is either misleading or incorrect or from a wrong source. The source of Yashin Vidaimimin is the Beis Medrash where Rosh Hashiva was Nifta. That Beis Medrash bottle, Hachi Yisahasam, it says there the minig was that the yeshiva would be empty, everyone would go learn somewhere else. They wouldn't sit in battle, but to show that that he's missing. And Mimela, Harry Lahedya, the Myrin Shazel Beis Medrash Shalavel, Hainu, Shashoylan Khan Shilas, they would ask Shilas. If he's not there, nobody would come here Shilas, because if it keeps on going, till now people came and asked him Shilas, now someone else is there, it's as if he's not missing. And Mimelis, he has here a long arichus to show that it's so in all the Rishayinim. And Avol Bavelim Da'alma Yechayla Machayim Lilmaid U'ma'oy Tamani Ala Shulchan Arafa Achrayinim Shasasmu Devrayim Ladina Nirali Baruch Kamashik Kasafti. Now here he's arguing with the Shulchan Aruch and the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch who say nothing different, but I did find the Achrayinim bring a Magen Avraham in Simen Tufkuf Nundalit by Hilchis of Tisha B'Av, who says the same idea. He says that you're allowed to learn, and the Beis Avol of it's for the Schus of the Avol. And Mimela, the whole idea of Yashin V'daimim in, at least L'Halacha L'Maisa, we understand that the great amount of schmoozing or talking about side things, which is wrong. There are many people that are not B'nai Torah. They mean well. They come to an Avol and they think Avelus is to take his mind off the Avelus. So they come in and they talk about the Yankees. It's also Avelus. They talk about the football game, or they talk about some other topic, and they want to take his mind off of it. They talk about everything but such like it in. It's not true. The idea is not to take his mind off of it. The idea is to talk about the nifter and to
think about the nifter. There's an Indian on the house of coming in the base bubble, not like
well, he's saying not like that. Okay. At any rate, this is so it could be, and from the context, it would seem that way, but not from the language. And I'm sure if I got the base of all Yashin v'daimimim. What did the Gross say? Ketanakam Hashem. So he's going in that Gemara that they bring. It would be much better to assume that it's only talking in the context, which is the Suda Savra, so then it would make... Somebody's got to say that. I don't know. It seems like a good way to solve the issue. Okay. What?
You brought down your last night's shiur.
On the psalmim, but that's psalm lahavir rachra. That's a separate din. That even if you're mischaven, you know. Okay, sivches kivin shlik v'ameis muta lechol basav lishtes yayin. Maybe only where the mace was, but you see, the ikur havra is the ikur sudas. If it's possible, the sitting shiva is supposed to be where the mace was nifter. So really, it's hard to understand that. At any rate, kima shnik for a meis mutar lecha basav lishtis yayim ma'at b'secha suda k'lishus achila shebimeyav avalei l'ravais. That's what's get drunk, but there's a meaning. Some communities have a meaning dafka to have wine at the Suda Savra. I've never seen it, but they bring it from a Gemara in Ksuva Stavches. It says le'ivriyayin ella l'nachem aveilim, that wine was created to be a nichem aveilim, and I see it's brought down as in some of the minhagim svarim to have wine. I've never seen it. There's a common misconception. People think a novel is not allowed to have wine or meat. They make the mistake, I think, from the 9 days. When they have certain inyanim of aveilus, and there's no wine or meat. There it's not because of aveilus. There it's because the Beis HaMikdash, there was basar in the Sachim, there were karbanis in the Sachim. So from there, there's a meaning not to have basar v'yayin for the 9 days. There's nothing to do with dini aveilus at all. Even the nafkaminas, even the svardim, who only keep the 9 days, shvoshacholbay, but there's a basar v'yayin. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's a basar v'yayin, according to Machab, it still starts from a Chodesh Av. You're not nodding, and you're not just contradicting. What? From a Chodesh. From after a Chodesh. Okay. So this a basar v'yayin is not Avelis. Avelis is only Shvush Chalba, according to that meaning. But basar v'yayin starts from separately else. I would think from a Chodesh, from right after a Chodesh. Okay. At any rate, so basar v'yayin is certainly mutter. What is the menu of a Suda Savras if Tess? Sorry, it means once the mace is buried. An einin is also a basar v'yayin. That's one of the few halachas. An einin, besides, he doesn't do mitzvahs, he doesn't make brachas. The issi surim also basar v'yayin. A siftes, makim shenagu lahavreis v'basar v'yayin umine matamim oisin umavrin tchila bebeim. Again, people make a mistake from the Suda Mafsekes. People think a Suda Savra is just one food. It's not true. The Suda Savra is many types of food, and a person is allowed to have foods. It's interesting, it doesn't mention bread as part of the Suda Savra. The Mishnah Brura that I mentioned to you earlier in Tafayin Aleph said there's no Suda Savra of Pesach, there's no bread, you can't have bread, you can't have matzah. Suda Savra has to have lechem. Some of the Achrayim talk about if Pasa Baba Kistin is good as well. But besides the bread, the meaning by us is there's bread, and then there's eggs, and some of them have bagels, which obviously is not an ancient meaning. But to have eggs is a minute that's brought in. What? Matzah is good, but Erev Pesach you don't eat matzah. You're letting you have bread in the morning you can have. Yeah, but matzah you're not allowed to have the whole day. So, yeah, he washes like any meal. He washes first and then he has. Now, one thing it doesn't say here is the minig about handing. There's a minig that the food is handed biadayim from the menachem to the yavel. Now it's interesting. It's not brought in Hilchas Avelus. The source is in Hilchas Betzias Hapas in Aruch Chaim, where the Shulchan Aruch there brings. The one who makes hamaisi, nice and prusal if they call echad v'echad. I'm sure one night this way only on Shabbos that the head of the household or her husband makes hamaisi on Shabbos. You cut the challah and then you give out challah to everybody. So the Shulchan Aruch says ein abitzeya noisin biyad ha'eichel elam kein ha'yavol. I think it's the custom is you don't hand the bread to anybody. Unless he's an oval, when you could, it doesn't say you have to. Interesting. Mishnah Berurah said, "B'Shabbos pyrus oval kedarko idliya kavelus for hesia." I mean, like biyade, if he handed it into his hand, there's like kavelus for hesia. So this is also part of an hagas avelus. But at any rate, from here we learn that avelim you hand it. Now it doesn't say you're obligated to hand it. It just says that that's the custom. By Avelim, the Chachmas Adam, when he brings the Suda Savra, he says Dafka. That Dafka, he should hand it Derech Nechama. Derech Nechama is that the person hands it to him, and therefore that's the custom there dafka to hand. It's a minig. It's not ma'akiv in these
days. Because only Hashem can put bread into someone's hand directly.
So I don't know how that explains why in novel you do it, but what? I'm not aware that says anything about handing there. If it says, then you're right. Okay, just not familiar with it.
Okay.
No, nobody throws bread. Nobody throws. There's no meaning to throw. Throw bread? No, halacha says not throw bread. Okay, I'm not familiar with it. Shabura says, you know, I'll throw bread. He's arguing the. Then he's saying, Zarkin. Okay.
Not my minute. I don't do that.
In Allah, it says it's us to throw bread. I don't know. Even if it's not going to get ruined. A sifyud ain't lechel in ma'aval kol b'nei adam, she is chalku l'shnei mekaymes. There shouldn't be so many people. It shouldn't be similar to a party. Our minig is that since there's a shaila, if you bench mezumin, the shaila, if you're allowed to bench mezumin by an oval, therefore the minig is not to sit with a mezumin. It's a machlaik, as the shach says you do, the achranim, the chachmasam says you don't, make a mezumin. So the minig is dafka, not to sit three people together. We have the same minig on Erev Tisha B'Av. Sifyud Aleph, hecha shetzarech limnoi shiva achar haregel. If a person started his Avelis and Shabbos and Yantas, should be Me'Avelis. Sudas Havra, this is the Mechabis Minig, that there's no Sudas Havra on Shabbos, so Yamtif. So it's the first Suda afterwards. Ramah says, it's interesting, halacha, the second day of Yom Tov counts as the first day. If someone comes in Oval Leilein on Yom Tov, that Yom Achron shall Yom Tov, any Pesach, Shulis, or Sukkis, counts. Sifyud Beis, Eim Evaron al Shmur Rechaika. And Sifyud Gimel, Shmur Rechaika means after 30 days. And Shmur Rechaika, Paris Menachem, Paris, Pirish Beitzei Alechem Levar Hamaiti Menachem Godel De Bahain Ubishabis Paris Kiarche. The one who leads the Suda is the Godel Shabbat of the Menachemim, and on Shabbos even the Oval if it's his Derech.
I thought you're not so kind of now, a group of people.
Not a group, whatever. How many people ain't together? It's a family. It could be women and children. Now there's a Beis Yosef here I want to mention to you. I didn't see it brought in any of the Paiskim. But it's a Beis Yosef. It may explain a common minig. There's a minig that involves a certain amount of confusion because of its source. The minig, people always ask me, are you allowed to take food out of the house of the novel? People always ask the question. And that's because people bring food and there's an abundance of food. It's going to go in the garbage. So I tell people, if I walk in the house of a novel with a candy in my pocket, I have to leave it there and I'll take it out. You're certainly allowed to take things out. The question is, what the source of this minig is. So when I learned the Hilchos Avelos, we assumed the source is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef here brings that even though you're not allowed to give gifts to an oval, so from where does it come, the minig, that people bring food to the house of an oval, sending flowers to the house of an oval is a Beisha minig. It's not a Yiddish minig. But bringing food, where does it come from? So the Beis Yosef here at the end of Sudas Havra says that the minig is to send all 7 days because they are aniyim who live from hand to mouth. They work and they have food to eat and they can't go to work for 7 days, so therefore the minig is to bring food, but you don't want to be mevayish the aniyim, so therefore the minig is to bring for everybody, aniyim and ashirim alike. There's a minig to bring the food. And I was assuming that that's where the custom comes, not to take things out of the house of a novel. If a novel doesn't accept it, then it would seem poshit that you could take it out.
Why wouldn't you take, why
however, let me just finish. How then you can, the meaning was not to take it out, because if he's an ani, you want to leave it there. You bring it and you leave it there. Now, I don't know that that's the source. Rabbi Kiva Eger, though, I have to tell you, a truth in advertising, one page earlier than your photostats, There's Rabbi Kidega who brings a list of minhagei avelus. It's just one thing not connected to another. When it brings there the minig of not wiping your hands in a besak forest afterwards, so he brings a list of minhagim that people are noig. And one of them, which is on the page, the second page of this long Rabbi Kidega, at the end of the top line, noig in shulah vikach dover katan vegadol mi beis avol. He brings a Kabbalistic reason. The minhag is not to take things from the house of an avol because of the ruach hatumah that's there. I assume that this means for things that were there, that were the avols that were there, not things other people bring in. The ruach hatumah b'shayra, someone walks in, the ruach hatumah is not shayra on him. It's shayra on the base avol. So I don't know if this is dafka, if the nifter was nifter there, or any base avol. It's hard to know when you come to Kabbalistic ideas.
I think someone spoke about your house with a Rabbi Yaakov coming and stealing the vart.
Which vart?
That people are going to steal.
The people are going to steal, that's why. So that one I don't remember.
Someone said it.
Because people are going to steal things from the house, so therefore. Okay, that could be. It's a much more geschmacky reason than the other reason. The people who steal, I'm not going to. They don't care about the sign. I mean, they don't care about the sign, but Ruach HaTumah they care about. Yeah, okay, that could well be. All right, we'll continue.